everybody. Welcome to episode 63 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
I didn't want to watch the debate, so I'm here. So we're doing this.
You wanted to debate video games.
Video games, yeah.
Indeed.
You can't ask follow-up questions, though. You just gotta plead our case.
I hear it's going really well for everyone involved.
We also got Gabe Philbin.
Mitz the tits.
And Dylan Roush.
He just likes that rhymes. Yeah. Like, that's...
YOLO.
Now, we did get someone calling us un-American. Look, debates make me so, like, unsettled, I can't watch
Wait,
them.
Who called us un-American?
A Canadian.
It was a joke. Yeah, some shit, right? A Canadian.
I'll show you on America.
On America.
Is it America?
It's America. It's directly north, south, east, and west of America. It's called un-America.
It's in the direction that we keep secret.
But is it the debate itself that makes you uncomfortable, or just how everybody reacts?
It's both. Like, yeah. Watching two grown men get up there and yell at each other, and you could, like,
no,
I
they're
never
not allowed
know,
to yell at each other in this.
And thing. I never know who's, like, telling the truth. Like, they're just saying things, and, like, you don't know if any of it's real or false or what until afterwards. And I don't know, man. It really makes me unsettled watching them. So,
yeah.
I can't do it.
A big problem I have is there's no accountability. So, like, I was talking to Dylan. I'm like, they should just have those fact checkers that are, like, sitting there live blogging, have them sitting right there on the podium so they can show the moderator, hey, he just lied. Oh, hey, turns out you just lied. Like, why don't they do that? For the American people. They're lying to the entire country.
Or if they turned it into, like, a game show where, like, whenever someone lied, you just hear a buzzer go off and it goes, that's bullshit!
And I gotta be honest, like, another thing that makes me uneasy is during the first one, like, I was, some friends had gone out to a bar and I went with them and it was playing there. And look, I'm very middle of the road politically, but most people in my state are not. And so when you're at a bar and alcohol's involved and a debate's on TV,
oh god,
it got. I'm sorry. There are some ignorant ass people out
Why
there.
Why is there a debate on at a
I
bar?
I don't know. There are some ignorant ass people out there, and just some of the things people were saying, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe people like this exist.
Because,
like, these are real people.
The only bar I know you go to is Buffalo Wild Wings, and all I can imagine
no, it
is
wasn't,
all
that wasn't
50
there.
TVs.
No, that would be
like
fucking ridiculous.
Of them have, like, Obama's face at, like, 30 different angles.
I'd be
no,
busy
that's not where it was.
Wings.
I know, right?
When you go to Buffalo
the place
Wild
I was at,
Wings,
didn't...
you don't go for the political debates. You go for the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Come for the wings, stay for the debate.
No, you don't stay for the debate. That's when you leave.
Get the fuck out of there, because these wings are so delicious. You need a nap.
Oh. I didn't wait 2 hours in line for fucking wings being tainted.
Speaking of waiting 2 hours in line, I do think it's funny that, you know, the Texans had... Our Houston NFL team had the fucking primetime NFL time slot Sunday night. And people are... And, like, the Texans are having their best season ever. And I go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I got there, like, almost an hour before the game and grabbed, like, the one seat that was open, like, actually up at the bar, not even in the bar area, like, with the tables. Just one seat at the bar. And it's really funny to watch people walk in, like, 5 minutes before kickoff or even after kickoff
I'm
and just
look,
like,
table.
Just look, like, really fucking surprised and upset. Like, nowhere to fucking sit.
You're at a,
like,
fucking sports bar
you're
in goddamn Texas.
Bar. You're at a sports bar while the home team is playing, like, the biggest game of their season so far.
Texas,
and then
the sports bars are
losing by
some.
Oh, they're getting fucking destroyed. Yeah. Oh, there was a lot more tables open by about third quarter.
Well, let us not speak of football. I've already
let
got
us,
drunk about
let
it.
Let us, actually.
No, I do not speak.
No.
Because my Peyton Manning
no,
scored
no.
35 unanswered points against Dylan's dumbass laser face, Philip Rivers.
No, no!
The king of float.
I didn't say Rivers. I only like the Chargers.
Philip
fuck
everything. Lasers Rivers.
Fuck everything. Fuck Rivers.
Yeah,
I'm guessing this was during fancy football.
No,
well, this was just fancy football. Ryan and I got utterly demolished in
the University of Texas got destroyed, the Texans got destroyed, and my fantasy team got destroyed. It was a real shitty football weekend for old DLR.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about football anymore.
Peyton won.
Yeah, let's video games.
Let's talk about video games. We talked about politics and sports. Welcome to Game Over Nation.
Welcome, in which we talk
about. At this
about
point,
news.
I don't even think we give a fuck. Let's just talk.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How you living?
How've y'all been? Huh?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I just played fucking Paz Bro and got mad.
Yeah. The beta went up today.
Yes, it did. But that ain't news we're talking about. What we're going to talk about is one of the promising Wii U titles, Rayman Legends, getting delayed until Q1 2013. Which is highly unfortunate, because I think that was originally a launch, like an actual launch title. Or it was supposed to come out a couple weeks after launch, but now it's pushed back to the end of their quote-unquote launch window.
What game is this?
In the launch window? It's just not...
Rayman Legends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's, well, the Nintendo Wii U launch window goes until, like, the end of March.
You're
so
right.
So it's still in the launch window, kind of, but don't expect it for a while.
Right.
Which is kind of sucky, because Rayman Origins was, as is Mitt Romney, the tits. So.
Man, you're gonna like scare away the rest of our listeners with your political talk nonsense.
Let it be known, I care not about politics. I just like rhyming stupid words. God. Alright.
Yeah,
so next up,
so that's,
that
was delayed.
Yes, that sucks. Next up, what's not delayed is Borderlands 2 DLC, which is already here. Get on that, Captain Scarlet, pirates, and hovercrafts, and there's new vehicles.
That's not a hovercraft. That is a sand skiff. Get it right. Haven't you seen Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, and I wanted to throw up after it. That's an exaggeration. Oh. That movie's not that bad.
Oh, that... Oh.
Let's talk about Star Wars now.
Wait, the Borderlands. Okay. We were talking about Borderlands.
It's a pirate DLC.
Asking me to pirate it. Okay, did you guys? I guess you guys all have it on PC, but like, it's the weirdest thing. Did that have to get the compatibility mode patch or whatever as well?
What?
I don't.
If you downloaded the Necromancer,
hell if I know. It just downloaded patches automatically.
Okay, yeah, because, like, on Xbox, there was, like, this compatibility pack or whatever. Like, it seems like it came out later in the day, too, because I got online and I downloaded the Necromancer stuff.
Yeah, it's for people who don't have that DLC to be able to play with people who do. It happens a lot.
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, really?
What happened was no one could play together at all, period, without it.
Oh.
Later in the day, my friend Chuck tried to join my game, and we both had the Necromancer, but it was like, nope, can't do it. You got to download this compatibility pack. But then to make it worse was when you went to go download the compatibility pack, like in the game it said it was like free, and then it opens up the Xbox Marketplace when you click on it. And it was listed, like it'll show like how much something costs in points and then how many you have. Well, under the how much it costs, it said -1. And then it showed how many you had. Well, when you clicked on it to download it, it said insufficient funds, and it would be like amount of points you have, and then it would list it, and then it'd be amount of points you need, and it was like 4 billion something. Like,
wow,
Microsoft points, just this gigantic fucking number across the screen, and I don't have that.
Well, if there was a debate here tonight, it sounds like PC wins over Xbox.
Yeah, because we didn't have any issues.
Well, they had it fixed that night, but yeah, it was kind of weird that something in the store broke. I mean, it was a free patch, but it was just weird that...
Oh, did you say something in the store broke? Because something like that happened to EA. That was fucking great.
Actually, that was a great segment. I'll wait until you talk about it before I put my piece in.
So EA had a little origin survey for a select few people. And after you completed the survey, they gave you a code which could be used to get you any $20 or cheaper game for free. Unfortunately for EA, they didn't limit the code to a specific Origin account, so it wasn't like a one-time use code. And then somebody got on Reddit and posted this code and was like, hey, you can get a $20 game off Origin for free. And then everyone was just like, nyeh.
And it wasn't just EA, one game, it was multiple games.
Yeah. It was any game under $20 you could get for free. And EA kept trying to shut it down, like, slowly over the day. But people just kept finding ways to get around it, so you could get games like Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, Bulletstorm, all those lovely $20 games. Just for free. And totally not illegally.
Well,
totally legal.
You know what, Gabe?
What?
It still wasn't worth installing Origin over. I refused to because it required me to install Origin. And I was like, fuck that. I'll go and buy those games on Steam if I don't have to install that piece of shit. And that's my story. I gave up free games because their software is a piece of bloatware.
Oops. Bloatware.
Piece of shit. That takes up all my goddamn processor.
Oh no.
Not the processor. Never not the processor.
So are people still getting free things? They finally shut it down.
Yeah, they shut it down. It took them like a day, but
yeah,
they got that shit.
And I
so
guess
sorry everybody
what
that
everyone
just found out.
Shit. Oops.
Oh well.
That sucks for them.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought anything off Origin.
Hey, me neither after the last couple days.
Just kept getting it for free.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, you're not missing.
Bought anything per se from Origin.
I have acquired some things from Origin.
No, my favorite thing about the whole day was Harris, our friend Harris told me about it, and we're trying to figure out how to get Hot Pursuit. And like we get it all downloading. Then like an hour later, Harris just goes, Gabe, we're being sued. Gabe, this is bad. We're being sued. He got an email about some class action lawsuit. And because he saw the word lawsuit in it, he thought EA was suing us.
Are you sure he's 18?
He's Javi's age.
What an idiot. Even when I used to pirate everything and I finally got caught for it, they were just like, hey, stop that shit. I was like, okay.
Alright, well, next up, Dishonored, the recently released new IP from Bethesda and, oh god, Arcane Studios, is the best-selling new IP of this year, and it came in second overall this month behind, I think, FIFA 13. And actually had better sales than Pokemon Black and White, like version 2 of those games combined this month. So that was impressive.
That's crazy.
I think it's because no one realized Pokemon came out this month.
Pokemon Black and White 2, and they just thought it was Pokemon Black and White, and whatever.
Well, actually, that's news. I didn't know it was out this month, so...
Yeah, me neither.
And I'm a Pokemon fan. Oops!
Which one's your favorite new Pokemon? Trubbish?
New Pokemon?
The trash Pokemon.
Fuck if I know.
Trubbish.
Pile of garbage, Ryan.
It's their new category of Pokemon.
Trash.
So there's
trash
fire, and then there's poison.
No, he's poison
garbage.
Type. He's just literally a pile of garbage.
Oh, well, that's not as fucking fun.
And then there's a
new type.
A chandelier. I forget what his name is.
It's like chandelier.
Yeah. My favorite of all the new Pokemon is the evolution of Timber. No, Timber. Because Timber carries around a big old log, and he evolves into Girder, who carries around a big old metal stick.
Then turns into FDR.
Starts out carrying, you know, a Lincoln log. Moves on to some mega blocks. And then finally the Duplox.
All right. Well, last up, Steam Greenlight has seen 20 more entries into its accepted category.
And our Game of PAX is on that
list.
Our
Game of PAX, Octodad, Dadliest Catch, has made it to Greenlight. And that is the most glorious news you will ever hear, because that game is magnificent, it is beautiful, and it is a revolution to all things games.
Wow.
It is a revolution to all things taking forever to walk anywhere.
Actually, Stanley's Parable is on that
Parable?
List. Parable, whatever. Is on that list as well, and that's a pretty damn good Half-Life 2 mod.
Mm. See, I would just like to say this one thing about Octodad. In the original version that came out a few years ago, the final boss was a ladder.
You had to fucking climb it?
Yep.
That should be easy for an octopus with 8 points of contact. You know what's in those target training videos? It's like, you have to have 3 points of contact. Octopus has 8.
But no, just let that sink in. The final boss of the game is climbing a ladder.
Sounds like Snake Eater.
Yeah, I still got some concerns from that game. For that game, like, it's hilarious and it looks cool. It's a good idea, I think.
It's more of a revolution than Prince and the Revolution, Ryan. Okay.
No,
it's true.
It's amazing.
Gabe has a point.
Blouses.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Gabe has all the points.
You don't even know what we're talking about.
10 points. Nope. I got my pizza, though.
Yay.
Cool.
I did it without anybody noticing.
Oh, we know this.
Knew. You didn't say shit. Yeah. Come on.
We didn't notice shit.
No, we knew.
Yeah, we knew.
We were like, where's the jokes? Where's the... Oh, wait.
Yeah, we're like, where's all the funny?
We haven't laughed in a while.
I laugh all the time, okay?
You laugh at everything, Gabe.
I laugh at everything. You know why? Because I'm just a jolly old man. I'm not old. I don't know why I
so
said that.
So I accidentally ordered the handmade pan pizza. And I was wondering why one pizza was more expensive than the other.
I saw a commercial for that thing. They were like, frozen or fresh, you tell us. And then they like threw the frozen against the wall. And it was like, dunk.
Wait, so they're saying that the pizza that isn't handmade pan pizza is frozen?
No, they're saying their stuff.
Other places.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know. It's commercialized pizza. It's all the same except for Pizza Hut, which fucking sucks.
And oh, Papa I thought John's. You were going to say, oh,
amen.
Pizza
Hut's awful.
No, actually, you know, everything except Domino's is pretty bad. Domino's is probably the best commercialized pizza.
Yeah.
And but then really, most cities have their own fucking like restaurants that are locally owned. And why wouldn't you go there?
Because they're expensive, man. I spent $20 on one pizza.
And?
One on a small pizza. And it was bad.
Well, that's your problem, muchacho.
No, it's not. It's theirs. They made a bad pizza.
You purchased it. You should have regurgitated it on his doorstep.
I ate it in my house. Gonna throw it up in my house. But that's all the news.
Oh, I guess we better slide into new releases.
What new releases?
Dance Central 3, Dylan. I'm glad you asked.
Really? That's it?
Dance Central 3 slides into stores this week.
Now.
Now! Silent Hill Book of Memories for the PlayStation Vita.
Was that the one that they changed it from like a survival horror game to like a beat 'em up?
It's
like a dungeon
crawler. It's a Diablo clone.
Fuck that.
I played it at Konami's press booth, but I didn't play it so much as I watched it load for about 5 minutes, and I was like,
"Yo,
yeah,
guys,
I think I should go now.
You really like the atmosphere and the horror parts of Silent Hill, so we're gonna remove all of that by making it an action RPG."
How is Silent Hill still a franchise?
I don't know.
Because of
they
shit
have a movie
like
coming
this.
Out.
Yeah, they have a movie, Silent Hill.
People
Richard.
Like. Are all up in arms about what happened to Resident Evil, and they forget, like,
Silent Hill's
Hill's still around, and it's been much
situation.
Worse for much longer.
Yeah. Like, Silent Hill wasn't, like, the last,
after
like,
4
game
was
two.
Arguably the last good one, but it was still pretty bad.
I don't know, I think Frozen Memories is better, or whatever it was called for the Wii was better than the 4. I hated 4.
Yeah, but I didn't like that one on Wii either.
Yeah, well, but even if you like that one on Wii, think about the gap in between that and, like, Silent Hill 3.
What was the one you bought, Javi? Homecoming? That was a pile of shit.
Who made King and Queen?
What?
What?
Was that just it? Just like running a homecoming debate? Like putting up signs in the hallway? Like, who was your date?
It's Silent Hill Homecoming! the queen is the pyramid head? With or the king? What?
I don't know.
Drive around in some piece of shit car that won't start until you're already getting murdered in your car?
Sure is foggy tonight.
Whoa.
You can never get the keys in the ignition in the car that drives around the football field.
Shit.
Did no one else do that?
No.
No.
No. Like the king and queen?
I ain't from Texas, Ryan.
Old ass car after they won. Yeah. It was dumb. It was real dumb. High school's stupid.
Sorry, I didn't live fucking varsity blues every day, Texas.
You don't want his life.
Yeah. All my teachers were strippers.
Oh yeah, what the hell was that about?
I don't know.
Texas, man.
This is weird. Billy Ray. Or whatever. Bubba Ray.
Yeah.
Had a pet pig.
I like how when they made the parody of all the teen movies, they just got that same guy to play the same character. Like, who can we get to play the big fat Texas kid? How about the guy that plays the big fat Texas kid in every movie?
Yeah.
Let's just get the same one to parody himself.
What a great movie.
Absolutely phenomenal movie.
God. Hate you, Reggie Ray. That was his name in Not Another Teen Movie. I have no idea what
it
was.
Oh, shit! That was whack!
The doctor says 6 more concussions, and you'll die.
Oh, man. So what else came out?
Oh, Doom 3 BFG Edition.
Whoa!
I actually want to pick that up when it's cheaper.
That was my favorite Roald Dahl book.
Oh. I like Doom 3.
So what, is this one upscaled?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like...
It's like an HD collection, but doesn't it come with Doom 1 and 2?
Yeah, that's also why I want it.
Oh, wow. The ones that are worth playing.
It's what?
Actually, I really like Doom 3, even though it's like,
yeah,
it's
I like
really
Doom 3
weird,
too.
But...
It's $30 on Steam, right?
Yeah, it's $30 everywhere.
What?
You'd think it'd be a lot... Wait, the BFG thing, or
yeah,
just
BFG.
Doom
3?
BFG.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, $30. Okay. Maybe they're trying to build hype for Doom 4 since Rage kind of flopped.
I mean, that's...
I think they're just... Yeah, they're literally just trying to make some money.
They're trying to make Doom relevant again, because the last thing that came out that was Doom was that movie with The Rock.
Semper Fi, motherfucker!
Oh, man.
That's such a terrible movie. Even The Rock acknowledges how terrible it was.
And that's what's so great about it.
He was, like, giving away an award or something.
To John Cena!
Yeah.
He's talked so much shit about Doom. Like, in multiple occasions. Like, on talk shows with, like, Kelly and Regis Philbin. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was giving away an award to John Cena. There have been multiple occasions.
Mm-hmm. He's like, come on, guys. I was in Doom. And really starts laughing.
I like to pretend that movie's the reason why Carl Urban is Judge Dredd. So that there's some positive thing out of that movie.
Did anyone see Judge Dredd?
No, but I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
You mean Dredd?
Oh, yeah. Dredd 3D.
Not to be confused with Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God. And Rob Schneider even.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, my God.
It's a tag team duo right there.
Rob Schneider a judge in that movie?
Yes, he was.
I cannot see that.
Why were they both in that and then both in Demolition Man?
Because he really fucking likes Rob Schneider.
Who doesn't?
He thinks he's hilarious.
No, male gigolo.
Wait, was Rob Schneider the one that talks about the two seashells?
Yeah. Doesn't know how to use two seashells. I think it's three seashells, actually, is it? Which is even more implausible.
More erotic.
Which is even more implausible. Right. That's what... Are we debating that now?
Because well, I imagine you use the shell count
in Judge Dredd.
No, this is Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah,
Pretty much the same movie.
Demolition Man, yeah.
Yeah.
They both take place in Mega City.
To, like, you know, wipe your ass with the shell. And then there's leftovers,
dude,
and you use the other shell.
I don't think we should go into the science of the three shells.
All right.
I'm getting shell-shocked.
Oh, shell shock. But yeah, that's a thing. Doom 3. I'll pick that up eventually. Probably. Probably not, actually. I'll probably forget about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all news releases. I guess we're going to talk about MechWarrior, huh?
MechWarrior.
I think we should.
Because we released a lovely mechs video.
Mm-hmm.
Mechs level
lots
shit.
Of,
next level. Zep style.
Zep style.
Lots of,
Ryan,
lots
you should have just called the video Mexicans.
Wow. I shouldn't. I shouldn't have done that. That's why I didn't. So yeah, we played a lot of MechWarrior.
It's really
we had a
couple
fun. Of sessions. Say what?
I said it's really fucking fun.
Yeah, I know, right? I suck ass at it,
but whatever.
I know some of you were skeptical of it initially, but I think a big part of what helps is getting a group together like that.
With someone that can explain how weapon groups work.
Right.
Fuck
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no... that's the biggest mistake with that game. There's no tutorial. There's no explanation.
Well, it's a fucking closed beta.
And I got in it.
So why haven't they catered to me yet?
There should be like a, here's a fact on how to get started or whatever.
There is. Like, that's all over the forums.
Oh,
like,
I don't go to forums.
You just gotta go look around. But the game itself, the game itself is supposed to have all that shit built in. Like, how to do all that stuff. Which is good, because, like, it is a game that has a really sharp learning curve. Like,
definitely. I don't think they can rely on just mech enthusiasts.
Right, and that's why I said when it goes to open beta, like, I guess you didn't read your most recent email. I can understand because some of those emails are really long.
I don't read any emails.
Their update. Every time I get one of those, man, I read it top to bottom just because I'm really interested in what's
changing.
Gets
sent to my Game Over Nation email, and that stuff is literally flooded with the game we all know and love, Harry Balls.
Oh my god.
And Reverb Games.
Let's talk about that for a second, because we'll come back to Vex. Harry Balls. Okay, so apparently it's doing amazingly. And I haven't played it, but our lovely housekeeper Lori has she downloaded it. And you have an iPhone, don't you, Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get it too. I was interested just to check it out, and I think that probably happened a lot because apparently it's doing very well. I've gotten an email each of the past 3 days about it.
Nothing makes me happier than waking up at about 3 a.m. to an email saying, "Get Harry Balls now." And then
I already have them.
And then the next day, rolling around with Harry Balls.
Yeah.
I do that every day.
And like they basically staked their entire like marketing campaign on innuendo. It's like, take a look at these the hard puzzler that you just can't wait to get your hands on, like shit like that.
But I think they should just shave your balls today, Harry Balls.
that's the upcoming expansion, the bikini wax. Ow.
God.
That would hurt. Ah. The Brazilian. Oh.
I don't want to pick. Let's.
Yeah. But anyway, so Mex. So, I mean, you guys have spent a lot of time with it now. What do you guys think?
I'm surprised at how enjoyable it is.
It sucks.
Yeah. You haven't even played it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it is. I actually enjoy how, like, heavy everything is in the game. Like, it actually captures
the weight of
everything
pretty well.
When you play
as the lightest mech?
Yeah, it's still pretty cool. Like, okay. Everything has a lot of weight to it, including, like, your actions, because you only get one life, and as I learned the hard way, once you see that critical damage marker, you don't exactly recover from that.
Nope. No. Then you just gotta be careful. Yeah,
you're,
and that's...
the hell out.
That's a big part of the game, too, is, you know, you get tangled up in a fight, and especially if you get caught by yourself, like, even if you walk away from it, you might not be a whole lot of use to your team for the rest of the match.
I have
Unless
no
you do
arms.
What I do, and you just run into people and trip them, because that's what I do.
Right. Yeah, Gabe has really started to work on his ramming technique.
I've really refined set of skills that really suck. I'm not good at the game in any term, but I can really run into someone, like, super hard.
Knock them over. Half the time, I'd say it's about a 40-60 split teammate to enemy. So yeah. He takes us out a fair amount.
Well, I mean, you're in my way.
Right, right. That's what it was. That's how it went down. But yeah, there's... I don't know. Like, I really think it's gonna be cool when it opens up to more people, and just seeing people. I'm just hoping it stays. I really hope they do a good job with the tutorials, because, like I said, it's a tough thing to get into. Like, yeah. you have to. And I don't know. Maybe at some point we can actually try to find a way to do some tutorial videos. I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, just kind of running through some matches, at least, you know, showing people how to do things. But
well, I mean, I think I did a great job of teaching my methods in our latest YouTube hit. And you can see at youtube.com searching for Game Zero Vernation.
Game Zero
Vernation. I don't know how to find YouTube profiles. Is it user? Whatever.
Well, it's just youtube.com/Game Zero Vernation. we had a pretty fucking good time. With it. Lots of yelling.
Yeah.
Lots of...
Especially by Dylan, yelling to other mechs, get on your knees. Mm-hmm.
Gabe killed a guy by running into him.
This is true. It's true. So you try hard enough.
He rammed another mech until it died.
You come home with the big bucks.
But yeah, and like, you know, going back to what you said about the weight, like the weight of things, like that was always something I really liked about the games that I think was hard for me to like explain when you guys would ask, especially, you know, you look at something like Hawken or, I don't know, like the games were like, I guess maybe Armored Core, is that what those are? Like where things just kind of slide around on their feet or whatever. Like you lose a lot of that. And then,
well, that's
the
like
heat
Gundam
balancing.
Shit.
Right. Right, like, but you lose a lot of what makes a mech feel like a mech, and like the, you know, having to manage your heat and ammo and all that stuff, and you know when you go into a match, okay, well yeah, I've got these energy weapons that are infinite ammo, but they produce a lot of heat, and then I've got these, you know, ballistic weapons that can do a ton of damage, but they don't, you know, you have to really pick your shots, and there's a lot of that in that video, like. Just between all of us, like, it was mostly recording from my angle, but, you know, when I die, it goes to spectator, but just watching, you know, you always put that big ballistic weapon that has, you know, only so many shots on a separate group, because when you fire it, you want to make sure it's going to hit. And just, you know, learning little things like that, and there's a lot of it that you didn't catch, but, like, Dylan, like, just... And it was things that I didn't even think about because I've been playing these games for so long, but Dylan, like, not knowing what an LRM was or what a PPC was or what all these things that are just so inherent to people who play these games, like, not even knowing...
And if you don't know, LRM is long-range missile, and PPC is power punch combo.
Yes, that's what it is. It's, which is actually just a punch card, because every 9 matches you get a free mech. no. But it's like, you know, it's an energy weapon that shoots really long range and whatnot. But it just, like those little things were, like I said, I've been playing these games for so long, that like it didn't register that, oh yeah, like you're just seeing this thing on here that says PPC. You're not going to have a fucking clue what that is, you know? Like,
see, you listen to all this, it sounds like a pain in the ass, and it is. But it's somehow fun through all of this bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's not even bullshit. It just takes, like...
Oh, you're talking about Resident Evil 6, huh?
It's kind of bullshit. It's kind of bullshit.
Well, it's the versatility of the game, and it's the fact that it's, you know, technically a quote-unquote simulator. So, you know, they want to give people those options and, you know, those things. And, like, these are things that have been in the franchise since, you know, the beginning. So, like, fans... had you ever played a MechWarrior game, Gabe? You sound unsure. Well, probably not. But yeah, like, that's the thing. So, you know... Like, that was what was kind of cool about playing those times we have, was, like, having people that had never played it before getting really into it. So that was cool. But
so check out MechWarrior Online.
Harris seemed to enjoy it, too.
Yeah. We posted some beta codes in that YouTube video.
Yeah, we got some beta codes up on the site along with the video, so go check those out. I'm sure there's probably some codes left, so...
And, you know, if there aren't, then it goes into open beta in, like, a week.
Well, it was supposed to go today, but it got delayed.
I know.
Got delayed, so right now I think their schedule is as soon as we can. So,
yeah. Okay.
So enough talk about mechs. Javi, yes. Hop on your Resident Evil soapbox.
Oh no, you're just saying there's a bunch of bullshit, but once you get through it, there's a lot of fun to be had. So I was like, oh, Resident Evil 6, huh?
Yeah. Well, we have
accepted.
Resident Evil 6 is fun.
Good.
Do tell.
No, I'm wading my way through the game. I finished Leon's campaign. That campaign, man, it like nosedives fast. Like it's really, really cool for like the first half, and then it just falls into nonsense, garbage, and gets really old real quick. The final boss is kind of cool though, except for that you had to fight him about 4 times in a row. It was one of those like, oh, they're not dead yet. You just had to walk down the hallway and then they're chasing you again. Yeah, that kind of shit. But yeah, and I've been playing Chris's campaign, and believe it or not, because like, that was clearly the worst of the 3 in the demo. Mm-hmm. But I'm really, really liking it. Like, more than Leon's.
Oh my god!
The thing is, like, it doesn't have, like, what I liked about Leon so much was that the environments were very atmospheric. Like, they were really dark and well-lit, and, like, dark and well-lit. They were lit,
they were
in a way
lit well where, through like, darkness.
They were lit well, and they were dark.
The lighting was done well to establish a mood.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got into the subway area, and it was, like, straight out of Cloverfield, where, like, you can't see anything except for, like, right in front of you. And so you're, like, walking through that, it's all just silence.
Speaking of Cloverfield, and, like, is a second Cloverfield happening?
I don't know.
Who knows? I think I'd rather it not happen.
Yeah, I don't think I want it to happen either, but... Because I really like Cloverfield. I thought that movie was dope.
Yeah!
But anyways, there's that area, which was kind of cool, and you got to see, like, the shadows of all the zombies coming from around the corner, and it looked a lot like 28 Days Later, where they just see like hundreds of shadows just running towards them. It's like, oh shit. And also, like, the zombies don't just shamble towards you and then shamble quickly when you're close to them. They'll just fucking like leap at you, and like they can jump like 10 feet, and they're just like whoa, and like land on you in the middle of darkness. It's so like really startling. It's awesome. Also, like, earlier, I think it's like 2 episodes back, I talked about how the diving mechanic, like, if that's not a part of the gameplay, it's a missed opportunity. Like, I was saying that I couldn't see where that would be useful. It's totally useful. It's, like, really cool, actually, once you, like, get the hang of it. Because a lot of most enemies attack in your direction, but they don't attack low. They attack like, you know, if you dive to the right or or backwards or forwards, and you're down before they swing or shoot something at you, they'll miss. So it's like this great kind of a risk reward, because like you'll dodge their attack, but then you'll be like stuck on the ground, and then you can quickly shamble backwards real quick while you're on the floor, like shimmy back, or you can like start rolling to the side and then continue to fire, and so you can like really mix it up. Of course, like it's Resident Evil, so like the camera gets in the way. You're in like tight corridors a lot of the time, and it gets really clunky sometimes. Like, don't get me wrong, the game's extremely clunky. The controls are not very intuitive, and like you walk up to a waist high thing of cover. You, in order to get into cover, you have to hold L1 to aim, and then you have to walk up to it, and then you have to press X, and then you'll get down.
You have to pull out your move controller and swing it around three times, and then...
Oh my god, can you imagine if they tried to put move and connect controls in this game?
Oh, but, you know, real quick, when you said something about how you hoped it was useful or whatever, it just reminded me of a moment when we were playing where Gabe was asking... Now, the way the weapons in this game work are you just assign weapons to a group, assign that weapon to that group to a button on your mouse, and you're set, or on your keyboard, and you're set. And Gabe's like, so is there a way to just, like, pick a group without firing it so that it's ready? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, that seems like it'd be really... I'm like, why would that... You just hit the button, Gabe. He's like, no, but I just want to pick that group, and then it doesn't fire, like... It's like that already, Gabe. I don't know what more you want. Just hit the button.
See, okay. I wanted to be able to use my mouse wheel to scroll through weapon group 1, and then go to 2, and then go to 3, or 4. Just like that. I don't want to have to use my number keys because I have to stop moving or change. Yeah. I can't change direction.
You don't have to do that.
You see, just Ryan, that's very left brain, right brain shit. I want my mouse, which is my right brain, all about the fucking firing. I want my left brain all about moving. I don't want
to
mix them up.
I have every group mapped to a button on my mouse. I never have to do anything on my keyboard.
Well, that would have been fucking great to know.
That's what I was trying to tell you when it was happening.
Well, in between your ramblings about how stupid I was.
I was getting shot. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Chris's doesn't have any atmosphere. Like, the game's very generic and Call of Duty, trying to be Call of Duty-ish. But like, the gameplay shines through on that. Like, on Leon's, you're not fighting anybody with guns. I know it sounds crazy that fighting against armed enemies is actually kind of a highlight for me, but...
Is it better than at the end of 5?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, because in 5, it kind of made you deal
at the end
with
of the game.
It made you deal with the controls of having to fight enemies without guns, but this time fighting enemies with guns.
The first
it wasn't
Uncharted is a good example of transitioning between gameplay types.
Yeah,
Resident Evil 5 is not.
Well, 2 didn't really.
They're
Dude.
Basically the same
I
game.
I didn't say 2, I said 1
I...
with the Nazis.
I know,
but Gabe said 2.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Gabe.
Because 2 is so much better than 1.
Yeah, but 1 did a great transition where it's like, all right, let's just make it survival horror for a second.
Oh, that kind of transition.
Yes,
okay.
From
yeah.
shooting
yeah.
guys like, that are in cover to, guys are chasing you.
Yeah, that was great. Sorry, I misinterpreted what you meant.
I've watched so many people play through Uncharted 1, and not once did they blind fire the entire fucking game. And then at that end section, it's like, oh, guess what? Remember that you can fire without aiming? Well, you're going to have to. You know, and it was great.
Because
like, I love that.
You like can't like blind fire until that point. It's like,
well,
you die.
Can.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but like it kind of fucks you.
I love it. I do steel fists where you just run directly at somebody blind firing and then punch him in the face. It's great.
Yeah, that was so much fun until they like kind of fucked it up in Uncharted 3.
Yeah, they ganked it. They made it so you die every time you try it.
Whoopsie.
Uncharted 3, I'm sorry.
Resident Evil 6, y'all!
Yeah, okay, let me give you a scenario. I think I told Gabe about this, but, like, and he didn't seem to give a shit. But there's a like a hallway, and there's like a bunch of dudes in it. And I'm against cover at the end of the hall. They're at the other end. I'm taking them out one by one, you know, playing the game the way it was meant to, and not, you know, sitting there complaining that it's kind of clunky. Yes, it's clunky, but once you get used to it, it's, you know, it's fine. You can play the game. And by the way, like, the whole idea of that every game has to be fucking intuitive and like play perfectly how or exactly how you expect it to. Like, I don't know if that's the way that all video games need to be. Just because, like, I remember the NES days where you're like, how do I play this? And it was like an event. Like, it was, video games were kind of a thing you had to uncover on your own and discover and get good at. So I don't know.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I've heard the argument that no, you should be.
So
able to
are you? Yeah, you're talking about like being able to move and shoot, like yeah. that essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I hate that argument. Like, it works mm-hmm. in Resident Evil 5 and 4 and all the other ones that do that. It's like it builds tension.
Yeah.
Moving and shooting does not.
Well, I don't think moving and shooting helps you very much in 6, except for like diving, like. I only use moving to help me aim, honestly. Like, I know that if I press the stick to the right, it's going to probably overshoot turning, looking to the right. So I'll just use the left stick and take a step to the right, and it'll be where I need it. So that's how I use aiming while shooting in Resident Evil. But, like, yeah, anyways, you can... Okay, I was at the end of this hallway, and I was taking out guys. And there was, like, one guy left who was behind cover, and he would not get out of cover, and I couldn't get a shot at his arm. And so I'm like, all right, fuck it. I just got to book it right at him. So if you hold X, you do that like crazy sprint where the camera goes all Gears of War, right? So I'm holding X and I'm running towards him, and it's all dramatic. And then the guy comes out of cover because I'm out of cover, and he's about to shoot at me. And if you press L1, the aim button, when you're running, you'll do this like slide on your back. So I like did a slide. I dodged his shot like he was trying to shoot at me. I slid into his legs, which stunned him. He's like, ooh, right? And once you do that, you're automatically aiming your pistol while you're on your back. So I'm like, I don't know, it was just like a great little action thing. And this only took place in a matter of seconds. Like, I literally just ran at him, slid, poof, and then I'm looking up at him, and I'm just pop, 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 like right in the face. Like, that was so cool.
What
that was
in
Resident Evil. What?
Pop, pop!
Yep. Anyways, I don't know. I think there are cool things in Resident Evil 6. I'm enjoying parts of it. But yeah, it's a mixed bag for sure. But it's not nearly as... It's not Silent Hill Homecoming. It's not Silent Hill Downpour.
Oh,
it's not
no!
Silent Hill Book of Memories. It's not Doom 3.
Whenever you
it's
say the word Homecoming, I just...
I'm just saying it's better than a lot of...
A lot of
horror games that have gone down the drain. Resident Evil 6 is still an okay game, and it's getting shit on by absolutely everyone. I don't think it deserves that much negativity.
Well, as I was saying, yeah. Whenever you say Homecoming, I just start singing like a Cranberry song in my head. You know, like, you know I'm such a fool for you. Or whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know the words to it, but it's just in my head.
You're horrible. You are horrible!
Dylan's got me wrapped around his finger.
Why does Homecoming remind you of that?
I don't know.
It's like Linger by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
It was in Click, I remember.
Gabe doesn't make any sense.
My... Yeah.
Fucker.
Alright, let's go on to Listener Man.
Listener mail! Woo woo!
Yeah.
Message!
Prototype writes in. He says, what is your favorite comic book hero game? Be original.
Comic book hero game?
Wait, what is my favorite what?
Comic book hero game. So I think when he says be original, he means don't say Arkham City.
Don't say Arkham City, superhero games.
Superman 64.
No, I said don't say superhero games, dick.
wouldn't we have to?
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim's up there. You said that before.
Obviously, Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Was that a comic book first?
Ninja Turtles started as a comic, dude.
I'm young.
Or even, like, just the original arcade game. Ninja Turtle arcade game.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty dope. Got to go on the Technodrome.
No. No. Yeah. No. Anything but that.
Does Gravity Rush count? Because it's done in, like, a comic book type
no.
thing.
No, it doesn't. Shut up.
Infamous.
Yeah.
Why not? You're original.
Prototype also asks, what happened to all the Vita games?
Happened to the Vita games?
They're here.
Gabe, where are they?
They're here.
Where are the 3DS games?
Yeah.
I don't know
Come
either.
On, people. Why are you harking on the Vita? Vita today, it got Silent Hill Book of Memories. It got Retro City Rampage last week. Got PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale Beta.
You mean a bunch of games that are on PS3 as well?
Yeah, but you can still play them on your Vita. Can't play fucking Wii games on your 3DS, can you? What?
I don't want
what, it. What?
I heard Retro City Rampage looked really good on the Vita.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't checked it out yet.
I've been meaning to download it. Harris also got it.
By the way, Gabe, 3DS is getting Ace Attorney, bitch.
Neat. We're getting Persona 4.
I already played that, you know, like 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, suck it. I don't know. But Retro City Rampage, it depends on who you are, if you're going to like it.
If you're Harris or not.
Yeah, if you're Harris or not. But I can totally see why people don't like it. It's not very, like, action-y or engaging. It's more of, you're just, think of it as, like, you're playing, like, a scrapbook of pop culture and games and movies and all of this kind of, like, quote-unquote nerd culture. It's like every single thing in that game is, like, inspired or referencing something else. Like, the entire game itself started as, like, a Grand Theft Auto, like, remake, but then just started, like, getting more and more in-depth, and the guy's been working on it for, like, 6-8 years. I don't know. A lot of years. More than I've worked on anything. So yeah, I actually picked it up twice, accidentally, because I was bored in class and misread a tweet about buying it on PC, and I thought that it said, you buy it on PC and you buy it on everything, but it didn't, so I have a PC copy floating around.
So
I don't even know if I have a code for it.
You're not only saying you don't have Vita games, but when there is a Vita game, you're buying it for PC.
No, I bought it on Vita.
You bought it twice?
I just bought it on PC as well. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right.
But yeah, it's I enjoy it. It's cool. And also, there was a platformer that came out today that I don't know what it's like, and I just saw it like 2 minutes
ago. I don't know what it's
called. It's called Dakura, something like that. It's like hand-drawn something. You got your Gravity Rush that came out earlier this year, which was really good. Sound Shapes, which that game was amazing. You got let me check.
You're running out of games, Gabe.
Yeah, well,
PlayStation Vita, everyone.
PlayStation Vita. Little Big Planet Vita just came
probably
out.
The most expensive what is it? Paperweight I've ever seen.
Nah, that's
Little Big Planet Vita is good.
Is
yeah,
it?
Little Big Planet Vita is
okay,
awesome.
Okay, well that
totally forgot that one.
Everyone
forgot that one.
Lies.
I am so
sorry. It's got something for everyone.
I feel bad for any handheld fans this gen.
I think what Sony's doing is good. Like, handheld's kind of dying, so you put what you can play on consoles on it.
Fuck that.
Why?
I want games on it.
Yeah! You're getting games!
It wouldn't die if they released some fucking games for it!
No, it's slowing down because of things like iOS and everything. Like, all those devices. Those are slowing down, like, the Nintendo DSs and PSPs and Vitas.
Well, maybe they should start looking to get into that kind of shit, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sure.
I like my Vita.
Prototype also asks, What, in your opinions, are the worst games of this generation?
Oh, Mind Jack?
Okay, in that game you can possess a shield bot and bump into people.
And,
I'm sorry.
And corner them so game they can't move.
Yes, exactly.
That was the best part. Let's see. The worst games? There's probably some shitty ones that aren't playable. How about, I just say, most disappointing? Dragon Age 2, Final Fantasy 13.
Yes.
Oh
my god.
I've
been thinking a lot about Final Fantasy 13 recently.
You would.
I would.
Oh my god. Final
I
Fantasy
think
13.
That game gets too much shit.
I'd rather. No. It doesn't get enough shit.
No.
It's praised. It's fucking
praised.
It yes. It got
Who do you
fucking
know
universal.
That game?
Not me. Not Javi.
The game has good reviews.
Exactly. And it didn't deserve them.
No, it didn't deserve.
It's a hall.
Reviews,
it's a goddamn
but...
corridor simulator.
Yeah, it's incredibly linear, but like the battle system's interesting if you don't.
No,
use
it's
that
not.
Auto battle. If you don't use that auto
fuck.
Battle button, I think it's cool. They tried something new
they and they
risked
failed,
a lot,
and yet
yeah,
everyone
they
was still
fucked,
like,
they fucked up a lot of things.
Goddamn score of all
I think
time.
It's interesting.
Fucking even Famitsu gave it like a 40.
Yeah, Famitsu, I think, has kind of gone down the toilet, as we've all seen.
You know, when linear games work, Final Fantasy X was very linear, and it worked. It was a good game. Its combat system was... It was a bit dated, but at the time, it was quite fresh. Because it was a new take on their dated combat. Having your entire party with you at once? Hey, that's fucking cool. Switch them out at all times? Cool, it had like a job system too. And all of that went down the shitter with Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, for shits and giggles, Gabe.
Final Fantasy 12 had a fantastic combat system. Why can't we add that back?
This is all anecdotal for you.
Shits and giggles.
For half of it, but okay, yeah. If you could have one of these games and have to play through them from start to end.
Mm.
Final Fantasy 13 or Resident Evil 6?
I haven't played Resident Evil 6 already.
I know, but you made such a strong decision on it already. Final Fantasy 13 is a lot of game. A lot of pressing X. A whole lot of walking forward.
Yeah, okay. Every game boils down to one.
Stop trying to justify playing through that game twice.
I'm not trying to justify it. I am not. That game is not great, but I think
you played
it
for the fucking trophies. That's even worse.
Yeah, that was an old me.
Is it not great or is it not good?
It's not good. It's not. It's
okay.
It's
not good.
Yeah, it's not a good game, but I think.
But it's sitting at a beautiful 83 on Metacritic.
I admire.
Which is sad. I got more gameplay out of fucking Mind Jack than that thing.
No, I
and
admire
I'm being
that
fucking
Square
serious.
Enix tried
I played
something new.
More video game with Mind Jack, and that thing is a piece of shit. That game is nigh unplayable, and I got more gameplay out of it.
I'm not trying to like defend Final Fantasy 13 for like being a not good game. Like it was bad. But I admire Square Enix tried something different. They tried to change what they've been doing for the last, like, 2 decades.
No,
they
tried to change things with 12 and no one caught on, which was a mistake, because that was much better and it was different and good.
Yeah, and then they tried to change things again, and it didn't work. Obama tried to change things. People still like him. Politics. Hashtag miss the tits.
All right, prototype. Final question.
Wow, what was that? Four fucking questions. Shit.
What was that? The other question was worst game of what?
Worst game of
this generation. Which?
Oh, I think it's hands down Steel Battalion for the Kinect.
Yeah. There's a lot of games that are you can't fucking play. They're so bad, and a lot of them are Kinect games. I decided to just go for most disappointing because it'd get a better discussion out of it.
Metroid Other M.
Oh my god, that was disappointing.
But I don't think, from a mechanical standpoint,
oh yeah,
that
none of these are
so
broken
I don't think we
games.
Really...
Is this, we're having a better conversation now, are we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have a...
Well, yeah, it's like you can change what worst means.
Especially when we all agree upon fucking Mind Jack, Steel Battalion.
Okay, I had fun with Mind Jack. Mind Jack was a lot of fun.
Yay! I never got to play it with you guys because I was working.
Yeah. We still have it.
Don't play it. It's stupid and horrible, but it's funny as hell.
Or buy it. Because it's stupid and horrible, and then play with us.
No, there's like two people. There is two people, as far as I know, playing that game online.
The Mind Check community is strong,
and we kept showing up in those guys' games and just going for the robots and just fucking them over and over.
I wonder if someone over at Square Enix is like looking at the numbers, and then they see Mind Jack jumps from like 3 to 7 when we were in there, and they're like, "Holy shit, we're back!"
I'm more concerned that they're spending the money to keep those servers up.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of shitty games like that, but I'd prefer to talk about the disappointing ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised Ninja Gaiden 3 was so bad. I didn't play it, but I heard.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's like, is Itagaki that big a factor in making those games good? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
All he does is stick fingers in people's mouths. Alright, Prototype, what new characters would you like to see in the next Smash Brothers?
What type of what?
What new characters in Smash Brothers do we want to see?
I remember they said that they're going to keep the roster at, like, this number.
Wait, can't we just take all the ones from PlayStation All-Stars and then put them in a good game?
Yeah, do that.
I actually want to see a fucking Girahim. He was pretty fucking cool.
I want Tingle.
I want Final Fantasy characters.
You're a monster.
I think they're in Dissidian.
Do you want me to go on this rant again?
What?
About how Final Fantasy's dead?
Yeah, well, fucking Pit was dead, whatever that Kid Icarus, but they put him in the fucking game.
They put him in to advertise the 3DS game. Which 7 years in advance.
Yeah.
Oops.
Okay, like, someone like Edgar from Final Fantasy VI could totally fit, because he's, like, every single move of his in Final Fantasy VI is a different tool. Like, he has, like, a chainsaw and, like, a horn and everything. It's not going to happen.
They're not going to have a Final Fantasy VI character in there. They're not going to have anything other than, like, Lightning or Cloud.
That was the last game they had.
Huh?
Like, that was the last, like, exclusive Final, like, canon Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
No, they probably don't.
Yeah.
But that's what I want. I can want things, can't I?
Nah. I want Little Mac to be a proper character, not a fucking trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd play as Little Mac. That'd be awesome.
Since Castlevania got start on Nintendo, Simon Belmont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like what's
okay. So if I propose an old character, it's fucking blasphemy.
Well,
but
Simon
if he says
Belmont
Simon
is like
Belmont
the
instead
iconic
of Gabriel,
character.
Yeah. He's the iconic Castlevania character, fucker.
Nah,
whips.
Not anymore.
That's why I said Cloud or Lightning, like something that's relevant.
But those are all Sony.
But I mean, they can't have Cloud. That's
why.
I mean, that's like Sony.
So is Snake.
It's true.
Yep.
Lawyered.
Yeah, whatever.
I submit.
Submit. Where the fuck was Mega Man? What was that about?
Mega Man is dead to Capcom, and...
I thought Capcom said something akin to, like, hey, Mega Man could totally be in it. We're waiting for Nintendo to call or something like that.
No, Capcom is outright killing off Mega Man and then bringing him as a fucking social mobile game or some shit. All
right, well, you think about it. Mega Man's had, like, 55 games at this point. Like, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, and there are a lot of them are good. Doesn't mean that they need to kill off their character and pretty much give the finger to their fan base. Fup Capcom.
I don't think...
But I mean, like, he's been around for a long time.
25 years. His anniversary is coming up. 25th anniversary is coming out in December.
Yeah.
I don't think they're killing him as in, like, they're throwing away the IP.
I know they're not.
They're putting him away for a while, which I think
actually, they're not. They have that social game. that they're releasing instead yeah. of Legends 3, which, what?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, Legends 3 is a more expensive endeavor. I don't know. Maybe I think they're waiting until there's a demand for Mega Man again. Like, I don't know. You want people to forget about it for a while
yeah.
and be like, hey, remember Mega Man? Boom! You know, new game. Oh, it's awesome. Ah.
Yeah.
So,
I find it depressing that both Mega Man and Metroid were kind of ignored on their 25th anniversary, whereas Zelda got this huge celebration.
Yeah, well, frickin' what they did with Zelda and Mario are both kind of, like, Zelda, they did that world tour with
the
music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that's kind of cool. Doesn't affect me at all.
I believe Metroid's is this year as well.
Yeah. I mean, but
I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, for Mario's, they just re-released fucking Mario All-Stars on a disc for Wii. Like, are you kidding me? Oh, a Super Nintendo game. Thanks?
I remember that. That one was weak. Their Zelda one was pretty extravagant in comparison. And
all Nintendo had to do, really, to, like, make that not, like, I was actually really offended by that. They just slapped an SNES emulator and ROM onto a fucking disc and sold it for $25. Like, all they had to do, really, to make it not offensive is, you know, you could rebuild those games even with new Super Mario Brothers, you know, in the engine. Just, you could rebuild that. Or if you want to go even lazier, just redraw the sprites, kind of cleaned up a little bit, and then also just have a new main hub and stick Mario 64 in there, stick maybe Mario Sunshine in there,
yeah,
you know, and just
yay.
Have all those games, the 25 years of Mario in there, you know. But no, no, they just gave you a Super Nintendo game.
Mario Sunshine's the shit.
Yeah. Anyways, Beesball writes in. He says, it seems that there are a ton of new technologies on the horizon for gaming, with Oculus Rift, Wii U, 3D, Kinect, tongue control, etc.
I
want to hear
tongue control.
I want to hear what you guys think has the most promise going forward. Basically, what gets you excited about gaming's future?
My excitement about gaming's future is that people stop trying to evolve how we play games and just try
yes.
to stick with what we know works and then try to build off of that, not make us play differently. Like this Oculus Rift thing, it's like the new virtual reality headset that's getting all this buzz because Cliffy B was like, I love this thing!
This suit!
Yeah, and I... Like, did you go to the arcade and put that fucking thing over your head and play those AR games? You're like, wow, this is awesome! No. You're like, I'm tired of spinning around in circles. Let me sit.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly looking forward to paying more and more for my games, especially considering it's kind of just like a hobby. It's not a goddamn career. So all this new technology is just driving the cost up more and more.
I think the only thing that can be cool about something like the Oculus Rift is, like, okay, if, like, let's say you're playing MechWarrior and you can just, like, it doesn't need to be anything where you're, like, standing up and running around, but just being able to, like, look left and right and look at the screen and see what's there without.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's what it will do instead of what I fucking described, but yeah. I hate how we're trying to, like, change how everything works instead of just.
Yeah, well,
sticking
I hate
with
how we're
work.
Trying to change how everything works with no direction.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, what can we do? Ah, grab all the things and make them work in the game.
If we don't have
yeah,
a new technology in this thing, no one's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what?
Yeah,
they have a technology?
Mentality.
Release it! And
people need to stop pushing hardware when there's no software to justify it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah that's
it's like
exactly
the same
it. That was the problem
with
the Move
3D.
And the Kinect. Don't push a fucking software the hardware if your software is shit.
Yeah, it's
the
like
problem
they,
with
the
they Virtual
had to,
Boy back in 90 well, fucking, what, 5?
They had to rush out with these motion things because the Wii was selling like crazy, but, I mean, yeah, the same thing was happening. Like, if you really looked at the Wii, there was nothing supporting it. It was just
the Wii
thing. No, it was just the Wii.
It had Wii Sports supporting it, and that's all it fucking needed.
And so, yeah, they rushed this hardware out there because they're like, ah, well, that Wii's selling like crazy. Let's make our own thing that does what that does. And that's why they had no games, because the Wii also had no games.
Well, the Wii was successful because, of course, it had Nintendo's initial hardcore, which will always buy whatever they put out. Right. But it also was the cheapest of the three new consoles. People didn't know the facts or care about the facts. So
the
like,
novelty.
Hey,
no, I think more people knew the facts that you're giving them credit for. And not the facts in that, you know, it didn't have games or anything, but the novelty of it, they all knew.
Of course. No, I'm just saying that, like, people didn't know it was a GameCube. They thought, oh, it's new hardware. It's going to be awesome. It's going to look great. They knew, and the Nintendo cashed in on a gimmick that people were like, whoa, is this the future? Is this the first step towards, you know, this virtual reality where you're in the game and blah, blah, blah. You know, people's imaginations ran wild. And a lot of it had to do with how Nintendo presented that fucking controller when they revealed it. They just had all these people in their dark rooms, like, pretending to do surgery, pretending to have a flashlight, sword fighting, all this shit. And then they'd show
it. And all they ever showed was the person and never the screen.
Yeah, or they'd put in things of, like, Trauma Center and then Red Steel. And, like, those games played nothing like the way those people were moving.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, people's imaginations ran wild. Nintendo cashed in on a gimmick. They were cheaper than a 360 and a PS3. Like, there was no reason not to pick one up, you know. And that's why it worked. Not because, you know, you can't go in halfway or more than halfway through the generation after everybody's already played the Wii, has realized it's bullshit. And you can't be like, hey, we have one too. Like, that's not going to work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it worked for Microsoft. But that's thanks to Dance Central, I think. And also insane marketing. Kinect was fucking everywhere. As for the future, I just want controllers. I just want better software. Regular controls.
Yeah, I want to be able to just kind of play
evolution of games,
every once
not how
in a while
I play them.
Without
like,
fucking...
You can have a completely new experience with the same old controller. I mean, Journey was crazy different than anything before it, you know. You can do amazing things without having to change the input.
Yeah, it's like it's like the same nonsense with 3D. Like, we don't need it. Stop it. Mm. Fuck you.
Jordan Rodkey writes in. He says, I'm not going to ask you about games because those are boring and going the way of the internet and cats, but what are some great TV shows in the same vein as The Office and Parks and Rec?
Community.
The League.
The League, yes. The League just started up last week and is all on Netflix. All previous seasons are on Netflix, so you can catch up on that and then get into season 4, which is going on now. Community's starting up this Friday, season 4, and I think the last season, probably, is Friday at 8:30, so you probably won't watch it, but set your DVR for it, I guess.
Workaholics is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, Workaholics
is good. In fact, I need to go buy my Top Gun hat.
I watched Dexter the other day. It was just like Parks and Rec.
Except shittier.
Parks and Rec.
Right.
Season 7 already is better than season 6, but that's not hard.
I'll believe it.
Dexter's been shit since season 3.
Yep.
No.
What?
Did you see season 4?
It was shit. Get over it.
Wow.
Had a good ending.
It had an amazing last, like, 5 episodes. It was
incredibly slow.
Surprise,
motherfucker!
For the first, like, 6.
Right.
But for me, I felt that was just, like, building to something bigger. It was kind of just, like, long tension over time.
Something from
season
the past.
Season 3 was pretty dull. Season 2 and 1 are amazing.
Yeah, but those aren't anything like Community.
No.
Stop it.
No, yeah, we started talking about Dexter.
I know.
If you want not shows like The Office, Parks and Rec, Homeland, which is on Showtime, which is awesome. It's like a CSI.
How about he just
CIA
sticks to, like, The League and
Community.
And Workaholics.
And Community.
And Community.
Community is amazing.
Those ones are good.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
All right, that's all the mail that was sent into mail@gameovernation.com. Ryan, let's go to Twitter.
All righty.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not Ryan.
Justin Doss asks, what is the worst Mario game you have ever played?
The worst?
Yes.
That's a good fucking question.
I bet there was something really terrible I played on, like,
CDI.
A floppy disk.
I played Mario Is Missing. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. Actually, well, not including those shitty ones like
that. How about we stick this to, like, the main, like, Nintendo
Mario? I was
going to
say, actually, my least favorite one is the original one. Well, not the arcade one, but the first one on the NES.
Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. That's actually my least favorite one.
People say it holds up. No, I don't think so.
It totally holds up.
Yeah, it doesn't do bad. I don't like the second one.
I don't like the third one. I know that's blasphemy.
I don't like the second one because, like, I don't know, like, just from the...
I just don't
like,
really
so
like the 2D
one. So outside
ones.
Of the realm.
Yeah. The second one's actually the first one I played. So I really like that one, even though it's actually not a Mario game. It's a reskin of another game.
Doki Doki Panic.
Yep. But I actually really like that one. The first one
is a good game.
The first one is actually my least favorite, which is really weird.
I just can't really play the 2D ones without getting bored now.
But
that kind of sounds bad, but I don't know. I just can't.
Super Mario World.
Like 2D platforms.
I would say Super Mario World is the best of the 2D ones.
I actually have that on.
I think Super Mario World might be my favorite of all of them.
Sunshine's my favorite.
I mean, come on, gives you the fucking yellow cape. When have we seen that again?
Brawl.
Yeah, what the hell? Why isn't that in the 3D ones?
Yeah, why isn't that as popular as the stupid?
But
as for
3D ones,
fuck the Tanuki suit.
Yeah, fuck Mario.
At least you can look cool running around with a cape on.
Damn right.
Fucking right.
Put on that fucking Tanuki suit.
Yeah, you don't make PETA mad if you wear a cape.
Yeah.
But I.
How many capes had to die?
I really like Sunshine.
This is my kitten skin cape.
It's kind of...
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers 3 is probably my least favorite.
Wow.
I'll just say the 2D ones in general.
That's actually that's kind of surprising, but... Eh.
Or like New Super Mario Brothers Wii or whatever. I hate that one.
Really? That game's fun.
I hate it.
Yeah, I really like that one a lot, too.
That's so fun.
The ones
that gets balls hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2D Mario, I'm with you, Gabe. The 2D Mario, I don't really care for it.
I can't dig it.
I think, you know, my favorite's probably Super Mario World of the 2Ds, but I like the original a lot, too. Because I had Super Mario Brothers DX, and that was like one of the first Game Boy Color games I ever had. And that game, that's the definitive version of Super Mario Brothers. Like, it has checkpoints. So, like, you run out of lives, you go back to the beginning of the world you were on, not the beginning of the fucking game, you know? It's not excruciatingly hard.
I like playing through the original Super Mario when I do it on Super Mario Crossover and I play as Mega Man. That's cool. That's about it, though.
But
actually, I was going to say my least favorite 3D one, I know you're going to hang me for this, Javi, is probably 64.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's expected. It has
Sunshine is actually my favorite 3D one.
What?
Yeah.
It's a fucking good game. It's not really... Like, I think it should have been its own franchise, but...
Yeah.
Great game.
I think I have odd tastes. Like, the originals for the 3D and the 2D are my least favorites.
Well, there's the comment that one of, like, the original creators of Spyro said. He was like, Super Mario 64 is only liked because it's a Miyamoto game. If it wasn't a Miyamoto game, it would be ragged on.
That's
relatively that's kind of ignorant of him to say that. That's
which game?
Super Mario.
By the way,
64.
Spyro 1. Try playing that now. It sucks.
Yeah,
sucks
exactly.
Ass.
You can put them both under the same scrutiny if that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not saying I side with him or anything. I'm just saying he said it.
I know.
I'm
that.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Cheer.
All
right.
Next question.
Next question is, also, what happened to Resident Evil? 6 was all over the place. Sad face.
Hey,
we
rewind the podcast.
We talked
about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Well, I mean, the franchise in general. Like,
well, if you have a problem with the franchise, go buy, if you have a 3DS, go buy Revelations. That one is very good, and it kind of sticks to its PS1 game roots.
Here's the thing, I was... swimming around this idea in my head about doing like a Resident Evil, the road to Resident Evil 6. Like, I was going to do a feature on that for the site, but I realized how much fucking work it would be and that I don't have time to play through any game, much less every Resident Evil. That's what I was going to do. I was gonna do like a diary of like, okay, I'm playing through Resident Evil 1.
Hey, but if you want to see it, you can go click that little donate button at the top right corner of the page, and then give us money, and then we can make time to do things.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. If you'd like to see things like that, then throw some cash right away, and see if I can subsidize my time.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, I was gonna play through every Resident Evil and do like a diary on each one. And I started playing Resident Evil 1, you know, to just see if I can kick this off. And I was like, God, man, this game, such a fucking campy train wreck. It plays bad. It looks bad. The acting is probably the worst that's ever been in the industry.
Yeah.
It's got those live action cutscenes. And then you look at like people like, what happened to Resident Evil? Resident Evil was always pretty bad. You even look at like Resident Evil 2, the definitive classic.
Remake is the highlight of Resident Evil. In my opinion, Remake is amazing.
That's where the franchise became like reached its potential of like, or where people are like, wow, this is what it could be. But it never. It's almost like that remake was made by some bizarre other team that like was like, let's make Resident Evil but make it really good.
And actually, as much I know, you don't really like Zero that much, but I think Zero is better than the PS titles as well.
Yeah, I don't like the mechanics of having to keep track of two characters and your items wherever the hell you left them. And all
yeah,
that
it's
shit.
A pain in the ass, but I think it plays better.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. I came to the conclusion that Resident Evil's just always been stupid. Like, that's not why I love it. It's like, actually, I kind of enjoy the stupidity of it. You know, Resident Evil 6 is no different. It's pretty campy. There's a lot of over dramatic Japanese acting, you know. Oh, I just lost 70,000 people because of her. Leon starts freaking out. Oh, I lost 7 good men. It's like, okay, you think you're really cool, Capcom. That's not cool. That's really cheesy. Anyways, so yeah, I'm not offended by Resident Evil 6. And I don't think, like, Justin was asking what happened to Resident Evil. It's like, it kind of changed with the times. Became more of a shooter.
It's held up on a pedestal.
It's a product of its own environment.
I don't know why it's... Like, yeah, me and Rach were talking, she's like, don't you ever, like, wonder, because she was a huge Resident Evil fan, she's like, you ever wonder, or look back and wonder why you liked things?
Because it was the first survival horror game, well, I wouldn't say the first, but one of the first ones, and the most recognized one. Everyone's like, that was my first horror game.
Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know...
It was fucking scary, you had limited ammo, and that was tense.
Those games are very unwelcoming. They're, you don't feel like you're going to survive. And shitty cutscenes aside, shitty voice acting aside, shitty graphics aside, shitty controls aside, these are all major things that Resident Evil 6 does a million times better than the old games. But like all that shit aside, you still remembered the experience because
it was atmosphere.
It was just...
And I think, you know, even if they didn't change a fucking thing, and just... I think you can't really recapture that same atmosphere as you had with the first two games.
Yeah, because the industry has gone through so much since then.
It's evolved so much, and all that game is now is it's a product of its own environment, which it can...
Anytime you talk to anybody that loves Resident Evil, and they talk to you about how, oh, I miss when it was scary, I'll never forget, they always say this, I'll never forget walking through that hallway and the zombie dogs bust through the window. Everybody remembers that part. How many things break through the windows in Resident Evil 6? How many things jump out at you in Resident Evil 6? And no one gives a shit, so shut up.
Really cut in right now. If you really fucking miss the original experience of the first two games, of that feeling you're gonna die, everything's hopeless, I'm really in over my head, go pop in Dark Souls.
You're right. Yeah, that's a great analogy for why Resident Evil was quote unquote scary. It was the fear of death was real.
Exactly.
Because when you lost, you start over. Period.
That's exactly how Dark Souls is. You're in over your head, everything's against you, you're gonna die. And so that...
Yeah, it wasn't because the game was scary. You were afraid of losing.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you are going to die. And you don't know how, you don't know when. Just expect to die. And it's probably the scariest game I've... It's not even a horror game. It's the scariest game I've played in the last 2 years. Just
play
because...
through Lost in Nightmares. That's all you got to do if you want to
fun
Resident Evil. If you want a Resident Evil game, play Lost in Nightmares. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Shut up, Gabe.
Yeah.
Next question.
That's it.
Didn't somebody ask us about the debate?
No. Who cares about the debate?
Well, yeah, someone asked YOLO. Us how un-American we were, but we already covered that.
Oh, right.
I'm as America as America is.
I'm as American as a Canadian citizen. Or something. Whatever.
I'm from Mexico.
So, yeah, we're done. So.
All right. Ryan, you want to...
Wait, guys, we haven't done this in like 3 weeks. We haven't. She's been at the door for like a month.
She yelled at me for that.
Housekeeping.
Oh, hey. Who's here?
Okay.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. Hey, come on in.
Hey.
Come on in.
Have a seat. We're just about to finish up.
It's right over there. Have a seat.
Never mind the pants.
What? No.
It was almost so.
You guys
could have
made it through without some kind of harassment, and I just took it away.
Yep. Yeah. So if you want to write in next week, our email address is mail@gameovernation.com, or you can get us on Twitter @GameOverNation. Our YouTube channel, which has a new MechWarrior video up, is youtube.com/ Game0VERNation, because some kid has Game Over Nation.
Fucking squatter.
Stupid squatter. You can follow us on Twitter. I am @AirstrikeRhino. Javi is @JaviG0N. Because
someone's
our
a fucking squatter.
Gabe is @RabbitWombat9. Dylan is @DrRawDog.
YOLO.
Surprisingly, course, no one was squatting on that one.
Yeah, that's weird. And as I mentioned before,
I'm the ass man.
Our main site is @GameOverNation on Twitter. Look for us on Facebook. Shoot us a like. It's just facebook.com/GameOverNation, right?
Yep.
That one actually, we got Game
Over
Nation.
Yeah, we got the O on that one. Yep.
iTunes. Man, we haven't heard from anyone on iTunes in a while. I didn't look beforehand, so maybe we have, and maybe I'm lying right now. But you should go to iTunes and leave us a review and subscribe. Do all those things. We like people to download our podcast and listen to it. Other than that, yeah, I guess we're oh, wait, quickly. Gabe and I so far have officially signed up for Extra Life. Javi says he's gonna, maybe? I don't know. But
yeah.
But we do have a team. It's just search for Game Over Nation if you want to donate to the team or if you want to donate to one of us. I know for sure mine is extra-life.org/participants/RyanDLR. That's just the way they're set up in there. I don't know. So
I'll link them in the description of the podcast.
Okay, so yeah, do that. So we'll have those there. So if you want to go donate some money for some kids...
do it for the children, but not the British
children. I know that I'm doing this for Texas Children's here in Houston. I don't know what hospital Gabe chose.
I'm doing Boston, baby.
Awesome. All right. So that's it. Javi, you want to take us on out of here?
All right. That's going to do it for episode 63 of Game Over Nation. Until next time, I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye.
Gabe Philbin.
Hashtag Miss the Tits.
And Dylan Roush.
YOLO.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye.